So what our focus is today is the shadow in human relationship, what nonviolent communication can offer, how we can think about this with both neuroscience and resonant language, everything that we've been learning about the right hemisphere and its importance. Here's one of the beautiful quotes from C.G. Jung, Carl Jung, who was really the creator or the first person to write about this idea of the shadow in quite the intensity and focus and care and thoughtfulness that he brought to this question of what it is that we don't know about ourselves. And he wrote, "No tree, it is said, can grow to heaven unless its roots reach down to hell." So as we move into our relational connections, we need to be able to see ourselves somewhat with clarity, as much clarity as we can muster. And we also need to be bringing a kind of a yes to our humanness into the equation of whether or not we are coming with our full selves into our relationship. So here's a bit of our healing journey of the shadow. And this is, we say, okay, I have an unconscious that affects me all the time and tends to pull me away from relationality. We're able to say that there's a gravitational pull that takes us away from relationality. And then the next piece is, oh, okay, I can learn about this. I can learn about microaggressions. I can learn about the way in which my power tends to have a gravitational pull that takes me away from generosity and empathy. We can start to do time travel rescues, repairs, and post-traumatics when we notice that we have gone in directions we don't enjoy or have taken action or spoken in ways that are outside of our integrity. And we can learn about unconscious contracts and their release. And so here we are, and we're going to spend a little bit of time thinking about unconscious contracts that can have an impact on us and our shadow selves. So if we take this experience, for example, that I find myself in fairly often when I'm trying to deal with current political climate in the United States, where I find myself very judgmental and it just sneaks through in many ways, explicitly and implicitly, with folks who I'm around who also are involved in our current day life, our contemporary life, but maybe not the same way that I am. So what is my unconscious contract here that stops me from being able to be in real, deep, and true relational connection? What is the deep need that I'm meeting with my unconsciousness? So here I can try this out. What is my unconscious contract? How have I contracted with myself to stay in the unconscious state? I, Sarah, solemnly swear to my essential self that I will not fully become conscious of my own contempt, rage, fury, outrage, sense of injustice, longing for, so as I just touch into this longing, I'm just imagining the person who is in the White House right now. I'm imagining how much my whole being recoils. Like, I don't want to believe. I will remain unconscious of my own condemnation, and I will remain unconscious of my own pain, really. I will remain unconscious of my own pain about the current political situation in order to keep from my brain melting, really, with the rage. And I will experience incomprehension and denial. Not denial, exactly. It's more denial of my own unconsciousness in order to, and here's where the need comes in, what is the deep need that I'm meeting? I'm preserving my own life because I don't believe that I could be present in my own body with that amount of rage and horror. It's like if I keep it at bay, then I will survive because I won't be putting my finger into the electrical socket. So it's a contract for unconsciousness in favor of survival. I, Sarah, solemnly swear. And then that takes us, see, a level deeper. Now that we've started to touch it, I can say, okay, here, and this is, of course, the beauty of our pattern-making brains. Our pattern-making brains will also help us see the ways in which we have patterns of implicit bias and patterns of unconscious visiting of our projections onto others and onto the world. So now the next level that I see is I, Sarah, solemnly swear to my essential self that I will not fully inhabit my own pain. I will not fully inhabit my own outrage, despair, horror, shame, and shock. I will not fully inhabit it in order to survive and to keep from putting my own finger in my own light socket and electrocuting myself to kingdom come, no matter the cost of myself. I will remain unconscious in order to survive. I will remain unconscious of my own pain in order to survive. And so as I say, in order to survive, now it's time to bring forward the living energy of needs, which is beautiful work, which we learned from Susan Skye and also from Robert Gonzalez, just really honoring my teacher, Susan Skye, in this and touching into the way that it feels, touching into both survival, but also with the help of this work, I'm now inviting myself to touch into what it's like to have this level of pain. What it's like to have this level of pain for folks who are at the border, folks who are immigrating out of really dangerous situations, being stuck in strange, children being imprisoned in the prison camps. Just like letting myself actually exist with the reality of that existing. How is it for my body if I do not diminish my own pain with my own unconsciousness? And as I invite myself to step into this supported place, then I can say that I feel almost like I can feel this, the roots of the rage running through my torso down into my gut and sourcing themselves in a tremendous love. And the tremendous love is really the most important thing. And this, I think, is what we are all in a way in reaction against, is allowing ourselves to really feel the power and the significance of our own love. And once we begin to be able to bear our own capacity for love, then we're able to live in new ways that we discover as we go. New ways of self-connection, new ways of integrated self-care, new decisions for self and the world. That there's something quite extraordinary about our little human being bodies that have this enormous capacity that is almost never seen or reflected, that is almost never fully known. I just want to invite you to feel past your own dismay, horror, worry, sense of disconnection, shock, and to really allow yourself to sink into yourself as a being who is, in essence, a deep and personal lover of what is, a love of the world, a love of the non-human animals, a love of the human animals, a love of nature, a love of the planet. and to feel this. This is where we're headed. This is what we're working on. What happens with ourselves when we allow ourselves to be informed by NVC and relational neuroscience or interpersonal neurobiology, when we begin to see that all brains make patterns, no brains have an innate tendency to see their own privilege. We all believe that everyone's world is just like ours. All brains hold implicit biases. All brains hold default mode networks that classify self and other based on external signs and internal patterns and can have trauma vortices. We are human in these explorations. The more conscious we become, the more choice we have. The more conscious we become, the more we can mitigate the unconscious harm that comes from our shadows.